All of us have been horrified by the instances of child abuse that have been uncovered and the further allegations that have been made. And all of the victims of child abuse are not just owed justice, but are owed an apology that it took so long for their cries to be heard. Does the Prime Minister agree that all inquiries, including by the police and those he has set up, must go wherever the evidence leads them, in whatever institution of the country, including our own, to get at what happened?
I absolutely agree with the Right Honourable Gentleman. Child abuse is a despicable crime, and the victims live with the horror for the rest of their lives. And it's absolutely vital that whether it is the two inquiries announced by the Home Secretary, or indeed the vital police inquiries that are being carried out, that no stone is left unturned. I think the horror of the Jimmy Savile and Rolf Harris cases just show what people were able to get away with. It was almost, on occasion, they were committing crimes in plain sight, and it took far too long to get to the bottom of what happened and for justice to be done, and that is absolutely what this government is committed to achieving.
Does he agree that the review by Peter Wanless cannot be simply a review into the original review, but must seek to discover what happened to the files, who knew what about the files, and whether information was covered up, and the Wanless review must also have full investigative powers?
Well, what I'd say to him is it's absolutely vital that Peter Wanless, who I think has an excellent record in this regard and will carry out the review in absolutely the right way, that he has all the powers that he needs. And let's be absolutely clear, if he wants more powers and if that inquiry wants to have a greater powers and ability, it can absolutely ask for it. And as he says, it must go exactly where the evidence leads. We're determined to get to the bottom of what happened.
And can I also ask whether he will consider the very sensible recommendations made today by Peter Wanless around making the covering up of abuse a criminal offence and ensuring that there is an obligation on institutions to report abuse where it occurs?
Should we change the law so that there is a requirement to report and make it a criminal offence not to report? The government is currently looking at that, and of course both reviews will be able to examine this particular point and advise us accordingly, and I think it may well be time to take that sort of step forward. What is vital is that the government learns all the lessons of this review, and where I think the Elizabeth Butler Sloss review can really help is by having a panel of experts that can advise us about all the things that need to change in all of these institutions. If, for instance, the church, for instance, the BBC, for instance, the NHS, but also, if necessary, in this place and in government too.